Let's go to Ray Giudice then.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Let me throw you a bit of a curve because I don't think we were initially going to talk about this. The brouhaha around this movie Concussion about the NFL and the insinuation that they've unearthed some hacked emails that claimed Sony edited or removed unflattering moments for the NFL, which made Sony look gutless, and perhaps that this movie was altered out of fear that there might be potential litigation from the NFL. How careful do movie companies have to be stepping on the wrong toes or making false accusations?
Well, you know, the closer that a film or movie gets to being a documentary, which is being presented not as art or parody, which is very much covered by Supreme Court rulings, but as a true story, then they really have to be careful, libel, slander, defamation, all those rules and regulations. Now, what Sony, and there was a major hack of Sony's emails, business emails, I think earlier this year, which was big news, affected a lot of business transactions. But Sony may have also heard the old story that don't mess with the corporation that owns one day of the week, which is the NFL. And as the NFL grows, it seems to be owning more than just one day a week. So Sony may have tempered their presentation a little bit, but nonetheless, I think they're probably immune from any litigation.
Well, hold on. So here's my question. There's a character, Roger Goodell. I don't know how much license you have. There was allegedly a scene that was taken out that would have been his phone ringing when he was asleep, going out and looking out a window over his rolling lawn into the Long Island Sound, where they would have made up dialogue that perhaps didn't happen. You're not able to do that when you're talking about a real person, are you?
You're probably walking on the line there. If I'm not an artist that produces movies, but if you're going to depict something that really happened, you've got a little creative license there. If you're making something up out of whole cloth that never happened, and you're portraying that individual in a poor light, in this case, it's not poor financially, but, you know, a negative light, then you've got some problems, and perhaps that's why their lawyers, I'm sure Sony's got good lawyers, said, let's chop that out.
680 The Fan legal expert Ray Giudice joining us this morning. Ray, what kind of recourse do you have if somebody, you know, hacks into your social media?
Well, the first thing you want to do is get back with that social media provider, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or any of them, and get to their folks because they have some internal security things that they can do. It is extremely difficult to find out. You know, you've got to get into major litigation and issue subpoenas to get back to the IP that, you know, where all that started. But you want to get the social media platform to take that stuff down, at least initially, and then start to see if there's a litigation process or a subpoena or a defamation that you can follow up. But, boy, it's getting harder and harder, and you see how fast things come down once there's any rumor that there's a problem.
All right, Ray, last one about what we're talking about when you portray somebody. I just want to go back to that. Mm-hmm. Do you know of any where all of a sudden somebody has said, well, no, you crossed a line. You made up too much. You said in a movie you got to worry about that. But libel, slander, I don't think as laymen we understand what that means.
And we should.
Yeah, what am I allowed to say? What am I not? 101, what am I allowed to say? What am I not allowed
to
say?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of rules. So, for example, they might actually have been able to do that because Goodell, Mr. Goodell, may be what's called a public
figure.
Exactly. Yeah. And once you're out in the public, you have a lot less protection. The other thing is it parody? Is it art? You know, and not to, I know it's early in the morning, but that's what changed the whole pornography industry, which is it art? Is it parody? And you go back to the case where, who's the guy that covers songs in a comic form?
Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah, where, you know, I mean, that's parody. That's covered under the Supreme Court.
So which one is written, which one is verbal? Libel or slander?
Libel is written, slander is verbal.
Okay, and which one is easier to go after somebody on?
Written probably because it's more permanent.
Okay.
You know, especially now, you know, once it's in the internet, man, you can press delete all you want. It's out there. And that's just, make a quick segue to folks that get charged with crimes and then acquitted? You know, once your fingerprints are rolled and your mugshot is taken, they go to Quantico, to the FBI, it goes to the GBI crime lab. And after 9/11, every law enforcement computer is tied into everyone else. So people throw this term about an expungement around. You an expunged, man. You're in a computer forever.
It's there forever. Yeah, it's like hitting delete doesn't mean it actually never happened. All right, last one. The woman, the general manager, the wife of the general manager of the Washington Redskins, put out a tweet that more than implied that a reporter perhaps sexual favors. What is that woman's recourse if ESPN says, oh, yeah, go ahead, go after her?
Well, I mean, yes, I think she has a legal recourse, but it better not.
Not if you're the side chick.
Yeah, well, that better not be true. Listen, everybody can trot on down to the courthouse with a couple of sheets of paper and about $197 and file a lawsuit. But the other side, the other lawyer, gets to take your deposition, gets to send subpoenas to all your friends, gets to get your computer records and your phone records. Well, maybe she is the side chick. That's not good. Don't file that lawsuit.
You said that. I didn't.
Yeah.
I said maybe.
I said maybe.
She did. That's the term the wife used.
I'm not involved in any of this.
I understand. My goal is to stay away from lawsuits.
Ray, let's bring this back to home. I get into trouble, and I don't know who to call. I want to call you.
Chris, thanks. And again, we're going into a long holiday weekend. Everybody is careful. Don't drink and drive. You know, there's so many options now. But watch the roadblocks. They're out there, and you know where they set up the roadblocks.
Oh, yeah.
They set up the roadblocks where all the cars are, okay? So it's really simple. If you need me, call me, 404-964-4185. Go to the website. Use my app. Find me. I'm around all weekend. I don't have much to do.
All right. Good guy. Ray Giudice, our 680 The Fan legal expert.